Good morning. Welcome to University United Methodist Church. My name's Katie Flynn, and I will be leading the service along with my mom, Joyce Flynn, and of course, Alicia Wood, our pastor. Whatever brings you here today, custom, crisis, or curiosity, you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here. Peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. We especially want to welcome new people that are new to the church. We hope that the welcome team finds you, although Barbara Fote, who is the head of our welcome team, isn't in town today. So we hope someone in the congregation welcomes you, if not several people. You can find a brochure in the back of the church that tells you a little bit about us and the programs that we offer. So you can stop and pick one up on your way out. In the bulletin, you'll find this yellow slip of paper. It serves two purposes. First is attendance, just so that we know that you're here and so we can look out for you and make sure that we welcome you. And the second side is a prayer request form. If you want to share your prayer request with the congregation, you can fill this out and hand it to one of the ushers later on in the service when they collect them. The bulletin that you received when you walked in, that's kind of a brief order of worship, but if you want a more in-depth version, you can see on the bottom of it a QR code. If you don't know what that is, then just ignore me and don't pay attention. But if you have a smartphone and you want to use the QR code, you can find a more detailed version of the worship service. There are restrooms through this door to my right, so if you're in need of those, you can find those anytime during the service. Unfortunately, we don't have childcare this morning, but we do have rocking chairs in the back of the church, so if you need to soothe yourself or a child, you're welcome to use those. And we also have Sunday school right after the children's time for any children through sixth grade. We have a safe sanctuary policy, so we encourage all parents to stay with their kids at all times while you're in the building. And now let us worship, continue our time of worship.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Pentecost. Good morning. I'm Pastor Alicia Wood. I am honored to say that I am the pastor here, and the Holy Spirit is among us. I see so many people with red on today. Look at that. Red all over the place. Red for Pentecost. As Easter people, we are called to our two dances of freedom for all the world to see, dances of hope, dances of justice, and dances of love. And you can see our dancers down here, and later you'll see a fifth dancer come to be. We dare to dance in the face of fear, in the face of cynicism, in the face of despair. We dare to dance as long as we live, for we, like early Christians, are the recipients of the Spirit of God, which intercedes even when we think we can't make it to the dance floor. In hope, we are saved. Please stand in body or spirit and join me in singing Dare to Dance.
And good morning again. My name is Joyce Flynn, and I'm your liturgist this morning. As you remember the dreamers who have guided you on your faith journey, please remain standing and join me in the call to worship. Sacred and immortal one, throughout the history of the world, it has always been your way. In the ongoing weaving of the world, O God, in the gift of our communities and families, you give us hope, in Jesus of Nazareth, in his death and resurrection, through the gift of your Holy Spirit, thank you. Amen. Now please remain standing and celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit with me as we sing Spirit of God as displayed on the screen. In a moment, we will greet one another and share Christ's peace. When you hear the music, that will be your signal to head back to your seats. Now take a moment and share the love of Christ with those around you with a handshake, a fist bump, or a high five.
As a community, we share our joys and our concerns about people and places that are on our minds. If you would like your prayer read as a part of worship, please pass your prayer slip to the ushers as they walk down the aisle. Feel free to choose to be a singer or a listener as we begin our time of prayer with the song, May Peace Flow. There are so many things on our hearts, O God, joys and concerns always seem to keep us on edge, wondering what's next. Teach us to dance with your rhythm and to know that you are our safe space for all our worries. We lift up all these joys and concerns and those unspoken ones that we hold in our hearts. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
And now let us join together in a time of silent prayer, followed by a prayer titled Dangerous Prayers by Regina Sarah Ryan and adapted by Marcia McPhee, followed by the Lord's Prayer. Please speak the Lord's Prayer when we say it in whatever way or language that you feel closest to God. As we begin a time of silent prayer, get comfortable in your seat, sit tall, and take a deep breath. Breathe in and allow the Holy Spirit to fill your consciousness as you open your heart to God. And now please join me in prayer. Deliver us, O God, O truth, O love, from quiet prayer, from polite language, from appropriate gesture and form, and whatever else we think we must put forth to invoke or praise you. Let us instead pray dangerously, wantonly, lustily, passionately. Let us demand with every ounce of our strength. Let us storm the gates of heaven. Let us shake ourselves and our plaster saints from the sleep of years. Let us pray dangerously. Let us throw ourselves from the top of the tower. Let us risk a descent to the darkest regions of the abyss. Let us put our head into the lion's mouth and direct our feet to the entrance of the dragon's cave. Let us pray dangerously. Let us not hold back a little portion, dealing out our lives, our precious minutes, and our energies like some efficient accountant. Let us rather pray dangerously, unsafe, profligate, wasteful. Let us ask for nothing less than the infinite ravage us. Let us ask for nothing less than annihilation in the fires of love. Let us not pray in holy half measures, nor walk the middle path for too long, but pray madly, foolishly. Let us be too ecstatic. Let us be too overwhelmed with sorrow and remorse. Let us be undone and dismembered and gladly left to our devices. Ah, what structures of deceit we have created. What battlements erected, what labyrinths woven, what traps set for ourselves and then fallen into. Enough! Let us pray dangerously, fierce prayer, fiery prayer, improper prayer, exuberant prayer, and completely unrealistic prayer. Let us say yes again and again and again, and yes some more. Let us pray dangerously. The most dangerous prayer is yes. Yes, yes. Please join me now in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
A wonder. You get your fill to eat, but always keep that hunger. May you never take one single breath for granted. God forbid love ever leave you empty-handed. I hope you still feel small when you stand beside the ocean. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. I hope you dance. I hope you never fear those mountains in the distance. Never settle for the path of least resistance. Live in my mean, taking chances if they're worth taking. Loving might be a mistake, but it's worth making. Don't let some foolish heart leave you bitter. When you come close to calling out, reconsider. Give the heavens above more than just a passing glance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. I hope you dance. I hope you dance. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, dance, I hope you dance.
Children, please come to the front if they're comfortable. And as they come forward, we'll watch our video from Matt.
Wow, 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 wow.
Good morning, everyone. Come on over here so I'm not all by myself. Come on over. So we've been watching Matt dance all over the world, and I believe later we're going to see the whole thing. He's been dancing, I think, since 2006. And at first, he just did this because he wanted to record all the places he's traveled all over the world, and he wanted to travel all over the world, and he just, to record it, started dancing. And then one day, others wanted to join him in dancing. And so, when they started joining him in dancing, he started recording all that. And then it turned into this thing where instead of just recording where he was going, it became a movement, and he started asking for people to sponsor to go to different locations and stuff. And his theme is care for one another. So everywhere he goes, he talks about care for one another. And even though he travels all over the world and dances with all kinds of people, he finds everyone, wherever he goes, is kind and friendly, and he wants everyone to know that we are to care for one another. So I've been really excited to learn more about Matt and to watch these videos. And if you're ever bored, it's fun to go on YouTube and just see all of them. So I think there's four videos, 2006, 2008, 2012, 2016. Did I get them all, Tom? So I wanted to share all of that with everyone so that when we watch it later, you know the background story of Matt. So I have a fire here. This is a campfire from Vacation Bible School, I think two summers ago. And so today we are actually talking about Pentecost, and I want to read to you what we will be reading later, but here we go. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire. That's why I have this. Tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. And guess what happened? Do you have any idea what might have happened when these tongues of fire came to rest on them? You guys may or may not have heard this before or remembered it. What about the young at heart that are sitting up here? Any clue? Okay, I'll tell you. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. God does amazing things so that we can communicate with one another. We are meant to share this good news, and because being able to speak in all these different languages, we can share this good news to a whole bunch more people than just only speaking in one language or one tradition. So that is what we're talking about today, and that's why some of us were red and orange and all the different colors I picked out today. And I want to remind you that Vacation Bible School starts August 19th, and it goes through the 24th, and it's in the evenings. So will you pray with me, everyone? Will you pray with me? Loving God, we are so grateful for the Holy Spirit, that you have not kept us alone when Jesus ascended into heaven, but have given us this lovely Holy Spirit that is in us and among us and around us and above us and below us, so that we might be able to share your love with all the world. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And so the children, ages kindergarten to sixth grade, are going to go down with our teachers to Sunday school. And I'm excited for them because I heard there's going to be a special surprise down there. And then others can go sit with their families or whoever brought them, all right? And let us rise in body or spirit, and we'll sing our next hymn, Spirit God.
Please be seated. We've been following Jesus' post-resurrection activity since Easter. This is the final piece of the story. I will be reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 1 through 8 and 12 through 18. If you would like to follow along in your pew Bible, it is on page 159 in the New Testament section. Just as Jesus promised last week before he ascended into heaven, the Holy Spirit comes to his followers. The result of the Spirit's appearance is the birth of the Christian church. Listen. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven were staying in Jerusalem. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our own native language?" Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They've had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. This is the word and wisdom of God for the people of God."
Good morning again. The trending topic this weekend is the royal wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Their ceremony was a blending and appreciation of African-American and old and new British royal traditions. It seems it has been a weekend full of blending traditions and love. Not only did Prince Harry and Meghan get married, but members of our congregation got married as well. First, there was Morgan and Dan. They blended together urban and rural, second-generation Italian, and many-generation melting pot. Sorry, I didn't get a wedding picture with them yesterday with my phone, so we have their engagement photo. And then there was Sungsu and Janice, who were also married yesterday. They were married in a Western wedding attire. And then, at the reception, honor Janice's Chinese culture with a Chinese tea ceremony. They blended Korean-American and Chinese-Canadian traditions as a part of their love. At Prince Harry and Meghan's wedding, Bishop Michael Curry spoke of love universal, God's love. If it's not about love, then it's not about God. The blending of traditions and this demonstration of love reminded me of Pentecost. Our text today from Acts begins with, "When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place." Okay, well, why were they all together? Well, the disciples were together for the festival of Pentecost, or weeks, which is celebrated 50 days following the festival Passover. Pentecost was originally a harvest festival and eventually came to commemorate the giving of the law of Sinai. Pentecost, one of the Jewish calendar's three major pilgrimage festivals,
would have attracted international visitors, which brings us to later in our story. During this festival of Pentecost, God found it the right time to fulfill the promise of Jesus. The Holy Spirit came. Acts 2, verses 2 through 4. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest in each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. At Pentecost, many languages were spoken, but they had only one message. Acts 2, verses 5 and 6, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven were in Jerusalem because of the festival. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. One of my most meaningful experiences at Boston University Marsh Chapel was hearing the Lord's Prayer in many languages around me all at the same time. I remember hearing Korean, English, Chinese, Spanish, all at the same time, speaking the same prayer. This is one of the reasons it's suggested that we say the Lord's Prayer in this church in the way you feel closest to God. So that might mean you're speaking in French, or in English, or in Korean, or in Chinese, or in Spanish, all languages. And also, some might say our Father, some might say Creator God, some might say Mother God. Many languages may be spoken all at once. It's okay, because the Holy Spirit is at work within us. We are beautiful in our diversity and all loved by God. One of the beautiful events of Pentecost was the diversity of language so that all nations could understand one message that was to be heard, the one message we are to proclaim in the gospel message, Jesus' message throughout his life of love of all people, including the poor, his death and his triumph over death in resurrection. Some of us have been fired up about the Poor People's Campaign, and the subtitle is A National Call for a Moral Revival. Reverend Barber and Reverend Theo Harris, who are co-chairs of the National Campaign, are referring to this movement as moral fusion because it speaks up for so many causes and issues in one action. And I can tell you later more about what happened, if I remember, last Monday when we went to Albany. But I just want to give you a few examples of some things that are spoken about at the Poor People's Campaign and in one action are saying, these people need to be heard. And these people are probably you and I. So here are some examples. Women, children, people with differing abilities, healthcare, CHIP, SNAP, well, women's health, poverty, housing, food security, climate change, lead poisoning, clean water, racism, fairness in immigration, DACA, Native peoples, voting rights, living wage, education, and the war economy. It is really all about compassion for the other. And universal love, which Jesus called the greatest commandment. Jesus said, love God, love neighbor, who are people, and love self. Just a couple of weeks ago, our scripture reading was about Jesus reminding us to love one another. Some call Pentecost the birthday of the church. This is when humanity was equipped with the Holy Spirit to guide us as we share this ministry of Jesus. Because of our diversity, because the Holy Spirit has gifted us with many languages, we can reach many people. We can speak through our traditions of this universal love Jesus prepared us to share over and over again. The Holy Spirit is among us to guide us. Our new logo has many colors within a flame. It shows that we are accepting, welcoming, and diverse, blending together traditions, and we are on fire with the Holy Spirit to share Jesus' message of love. Amen. When we chose our theme this season of Eastertide and into Pentecost, which is today our last day of Dare to Dance, it was pretty obvious that we should ask Carrie Hunt to dance. I sat down with Carrie and asked her how dance became such a big part of her life.
Hi, Carrie. I'm wondering, how did you get interested in dance?
I was introduced to dance in my youth. Maintained my interest in dance while pursuing traditional educational path, earning a master's degree. As an aside, not too long ago, I came across a scrapbook that I developed and saw that my eighth grade class prophecy was that I was going to become a dancer. I then taught English to secondary school students for 5 years. Then I stopped teaching, went back to school, and got my master's degree in modern dance. And then I developed a Bachelor of Fine Arts college dance program where I taught and I dared others to dance.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carrie. Wow. Different members of this community commit themselves to supporting the church's ministry in different ways. Financial giving is one of those ways, and this is the time we offer up those gifts. The commitment of members and friends of University Church to pay the bills and continue the many ministries that take place here has been happening for 150 years. If you are here today for the first time, keep your money in your pocket. You are our guest. We don't expect a contribution today. To all who are here today, please don't forget to put your attendance slips that look like this into the offering plate if you have not already handed them in as a prayer request. Please remain standing and join me in the unison prayer of dedication. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, and so in faith and with assurance we give our money this morning. We hope in a generous God who meets our needs. We hope in a creative God who multiplies our gifts. We hope in a mysterious God who invites us to kingdom living. We hope in a joyful God who calls us to dance. God of grace, accept these gifts and accept us in your service. Amen. Please be seated. As our worship service ends, our service to God's community begins. You can check out your bulletin. There's a list of all the opportunities that you have to serve God in there. Different people like to serve God in different ways, so I just want to call your attention to a few different things.
First, the Poor People's Campaign Watch Party is happening today at 6 o'clock in Pettengill, and that's going to happen every Sunday night for 6 weeks. And Alicia talked a little bit about the Poor People's Campaign earlier in the sermon. If you feel called to dance for God like Carrie just did, you can join her right after service today, and she can show you a little bit about spiritual interpretive dance. And a sense of community is also a way that we can serve God. So I just want to point your attention to the UM night at the ballpark, which is a Chiefs game. It's always a good time, and it's a great time to join together with your congregation and other United Methodist churches around the city. Now, I know that you've been wondering through all these weeks of Dare to Dance why we haven't sung Lord of the Dance. We didn't forget. We saved the best for last. Please stand in body or spirit and join me in singing Lord of the Dance, number 261 in the pew hymnal and also displayed on the screen. And feel free to move a little bit if you're so inspired.
And now, with God's abiding love surrounding us, the hope of the empty tomb within us, and a grace leading us into resurrection, let us answer the risen one's call to dance and touch this crucifying world with his love and grace. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.
Gracias.